I appreciate the message this morning. I cannot find the way. I was thinking about when Jesus was telling them, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Thomas asked him, how can we know the way? And we are not able to find it on our own today. But I have been thinking about faith and trust and embracing God's will in our life. And so for a little bit, I would like for you to be thinking, as I share what I have here, be thinking of a verse, a song that will fit. Because most of you probably were there yesterday at the funeral. But to me, Barry was an example of somebody that embraced God's will in his life. A person that really hadn't had much sickness in his life before to have practice. But when it come to this one, he handed it all to God and embraced his will in his life. I was thinking about a song, number 55. Because it's one thing sometimes to sing songs. It's another thing to embrace God's will in our life. Oh, sweet will of God, thou hast girded me round like the deep moving currents that girdle the sea. With omnipotent love is my poor nature bound, and this bondage to love sets me perfectly free. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my soul is now free. For the precious blood of Jesus cleanseth even me. For years my soul wrestled with vague discontent, that like a sad angel o'ershadowed my way. God's light in my soul with the darkness was blent, and my heart ever longed for an unclouded day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my soul is now free. For the precious blood of Jesus cleanseth even me. And now I have flung myself recklessly out, like a chip on the stream of the infinite will. I pass the rough rocks with a smile and a shout, and I just let my God his dear purpose fulfill. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my soul is now free. For the precious blood of Jesus cleanseth even me. Forever I choose the good will of my God. Its holy, deep riches to love. The serfdom of love to so sweeten the rod, that its touch maketh rivers of honey to flow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, My soul is now free. Precious blood of Jesus cleanseth even me. Roll on checkered seasons, bring smiles or bring tears. My soul sweetly sails on an infinite tide. I shall soon touch the shores of eternity's years, and near the white throne of my Savior abide. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my soul is now free. For the precious blood of Jesus cleanseth even me. I was looking at the process that was in this song. That second verse says, for years my soul wrestled with vague discontent that like a sad angel o'ershadowed my way. You know, yesterday as we were hearing in the service, when we, Sister LaDonna, she had been his pastor for years. And she was able to tell us about this in his life, his low places, his high places, his trip to France that turned his life around when it was him alone with God. And this song doesn't end just with that. God's light in my soul with the darkness was blent. My heart ever longed for an unclouded day. But it says in that very next verse, and now I have flung myself recklessly out. And as I watched that happen over the last few weeks of Brother Barry's life, it has challenged me like nothing else has challenged me. We heard the request back when he was in Houston, his last job that he would be working, and asking the Lord, would you help him through this job? I was talking to Ben there, his co-worker, and Ben was with him on that job. And Ben said, yes, when he came down there, he was sick. And so we told him, I'll tell you what, you stay on the ground. We'll climb. We'll do the climbing to save you. He said, we didn't realize he was as sick as he was. Well, he was only even to stay there working on the ground for one day, and the rest of them he stayed in the motel until she could come get him. But all of those things, and now I have flung myself recklessly out. You take his past life in and out, up and down, and it would be like the pendulum of a clock of whether I make it or not. If it hits just right and he calls me out into eternity, maybe I'll be able to make it. But the Lord brought him to a place, anchor him down in a place. The scripture talks about us becoming rooted and grounded. I mean, it's like we're bolted in, we're fastened to something, to where with confidence we can accept God's will in our life. And I looked at Barry and I talked to Ben a couple days ago about the confidence that Barry had in the job that he did and the equipment that he used. He said we could be on top of a skyscraper and Barry would clip off to something and it's easier to work leaning back. He could lay back in his harness. Should something come loose, it's all over for him. But with confidence in the manufacturer who made the equipment. He said what turned Barry around with his job was when he went to the manufacturer and went through the process of seeing it and said at the end of it, the last thing you did on your, kind of like he's going through a little schooling class or something. So the last, at the end of it, you did the jump. You trusted your equipment. Said he dropped off a platform and saw everything handled just like it said it's supposed to. Now, I can look on that, and I don't have that trust. I don't care what they told me about what it'll do. I'm not going to jump. I'm not going to go. I was telling somebody today at work, because of us having those edges, they said, okay, we're wanting safety first. We're going to go out and get the safety equipment here. You've got to have the safety belt. You've got to have the harness if you're working close to the edge. Well, what I liked about that was what they bought wouldn't go around me. It wasn't big enough. So I've been able to still get out of it, and somebody else smaller than me has to go to the edge. But with Barry, he was able to trust the equipment that he had. He could be able to lean back and with confidence say, it'll take care of me. And then when it came time for him to trust God, it was easy because he knew the manufacturer and he's able to put his hand in his. Forever I choose the goodwill of my God. I went there when Barry didn't even know he was sick. We've been going for quite a while there to Shawnee and back in the fall when he was in good health. We went over there and went out and saw his place. And it's like what I would like to go see when I take vacation and go camping. Sit out on his back porch and you can see this small lake. You got the privacy there. And he had him a little shop. He had just bought it not very long before. And that shop out on the front of it, out overlooking the lake, had a little porch. Had a couple chairs there on the porch. Just what a person could want. And she told me that they had had times where they were able to be together just sitting there enjoying what they had. This song says, "Forever I choose the goodwill of my God." You know what part of his choice was to tell God, "I appreciate what you give me here. I believe he enjoyed the job he did because with confidence he felt he was safe. He enjoyed the place he had. He enjoyed the changes that had come in his life. When I went to see him the Sunday before he really came down sick the next day, he told me, he said, "The relationship between me and my wife is better than it's ever been." And he handed it all to God and said, "You can do with me what you want. Forever I choose the goodwill of my God." And today, we can be here and we have no problems. Things are going well for us. Today is a good day for us to start choosing the will of God in my life. That whatever you send to me, I'm willing to accept that. The message this morning is important for us. I don't know the way. Brother Barry didn't know the way, what it would take to make heaven. But he longed for it. And I tell you, I believe I can see clearer today than before. When we're looking for God's will in our life and we're saying, "This is what I want." Healing. We believe in divine healing. I can read you the scripture that says, if you're sick, call for the elders of the church. Pray over them and they'll be well. Folks, there were thousands of prayers went up for Brother Barry to be well, to be healed. And he took him. Is that a failure? Uh-uh. That's the biggest victory Brother Barry could have gained. Because very possibly, folks, I want to tell you, it doesn't take but just a few days for us to go into some of the biggest discouragement that could ever happen in our life. And the devil plans for those things to happen to us. With the victory that he had, that Brother Barry had of being able to give himself to God and say, "Take it. Do what you want to with it." That night, that same night we were there on that Sunday night, 2 weeks before he was gone out into eternity. And he told me, "I'd like to be well, but I've already committed it to God. He can take me if he wants it." He already had jobs lined up. I was talking to Ben, and Ben told me, he said, "Yeah, the job I'm on now, Barry was going to meet up with me." He said, "We've worked together for years." He said, "Barry was like my brother. Worked together on those jobs, and now he's doing them alone." You know, Barry saw all those things. He gave it all to God. "My job, everything I have, Lord, you can have it. Forever I choose the goodwill of my God." And the last verse, we may think this is years down the road. For Brother Barry, from that consecrated time, just 12 to 14 days, Roll on, checkered seasons. You can bring smiles or bring tears. My soul sweetly sails on an infinite tide, because I'm going to soon reach the shores of eternity's years, and near the white throne of my Savior I plan to abide. Think about the 11th chapter of Hebrews. By faith, Noah. By faith, Abraham. Today, and it says, we're encompassed about by so great a cloud of witnesses. When I come to my times of needing to consecrate, and it seems mighty hard, we're encompassed about, and we don't have to go back to Noah's time to find them. And it's not just Brother Barry. I saw the same thing in Brother David Kramer. He was at this, I mean, it was almost like two examples identical. Brother David Kramer had retired from the post office, had everything going for him. Now we can travel. Now we can do the things. Life was great for him, had a house. And when the time came, had not been sick. I talked to the folks down from Alabama, and they said, well, he was just here a week before or something, before he had the heart attack. And they went on a trail for miles walking. And he was doing fine. He thought he had no health problems. And then the Lord came along and sent him something. And he accepted God's will in his life. Yes. For Brother David Kramer, it was another one that I never saw a waver. Yes, he would like to have been healed. And he wanted that. Right after he got sick, he started improving like some people will do when they have a heart attack. And in a few days, he was feeling a lot better and wondering, do I start walking? Do I need to eat different? What do I need to do? Just a few days from that, he had the signs of congestive heart failure. And things started going down fast for him. And yet, no matter which way it went, his faith held steady. This is in God's hands. And as it started going on down to where he realized, this probably won't turn around unless a miracle comes to me, he started taking a look at heaven. And it started looking better and better to him. And now we're left here to go through the trials and the tests that come to us and to be able to go through them and be faithful to God. Brother Barry's life has challenged me because I saw him have it and I saw him turn it loose. Since he didn't know what tomorrow holds for him, he was willing to put his hand in the one that knew what tomorrow holds. There's another song that I'd like for us to take a look at. Because to make it, we're going to have faith. I'm thinking of this song in 284. As far above the howling storm, secure from danger's reach and harm, triumphantly the eagle flies. My soul on wings of faith would rise. When raging is the tempest blast, ere yet its wrath is overpast, my soul would rise from earthly woe to leave the stormy winds below. Upon the troubled restless wave, his fearful trembling ones to save, the Master walked and calmed the sea. The wildly tossing Galilee, by faith again I hear his voice in tones which make my heart rejoice. When fears my soul with terror thrill, he gently whispers, peace be still. The least clothed in garments fair, the ravens flying through the air, our blessed Father cares for all. He seeth in the sparrows fall, his children more he surely loves. Their cry his heart with pity moves. Though thorns bestrew the path we've trod, he whispers still, have faith in God. The waves around may fiercely roll, they can not harm my trusting soul. Regarding not what I may see, my faith, O Lord, ascends to Thee. The brazen sky are pierced by faith's unfailing eye. My cry shall be till time shall cease. O blessed Lord, my faith increase. My cry shall be till time shall cease. O blessed Lord, my faith increase. You know, we've had stories since we were children. Mom and Dad read them to us out of the Bible storybook. Daniel in the lion's den. When he was there praying with his windows open, continuing on after he knew what was going to come to him, he had no knowledge of what the future held. We get to read the end of the story. Yes. All he knew was he was putting his hand in one that he would not turn away from. He was willing to die in the lion's den for his belief. It was God's will that it be different. The three Hebrew children, we get to read the end of it. Yes. They did not know. When they told the king, they let him know they did not know. They said, we will be delivered out of your hand. That means we will be delivered out of your hand even if we burn. We're going to be through with this. But if not, he can save us. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, we will not bow. So they had their commitment and they did not know how it would end. It ended the way we would like for it to end. But you know, in that 11th chapter of Hebrews, it went down through that list, naming them off. The ones that we like the results of. But then it started with just a couple words and others. There were others that did not see it end the way they would have liked for it to seem to have ended. And yet they were willing to put it in the hands of God. There were, you read Fox's Book of Martyrs, and there were a lot of people that went out into eternity, but they were faithful. Yes. We see today, and we would have loved to have seen Barry. Well, but I tell you, we have examples, and as we were mentioning about D.O. Teasley, there was a day when he was prepared to make heaven his home. There was a day if he had been taken earlier, heaven would have been his home, and he'd be there tonight, today. We do not know the future. And for us to commit our hand into the Lord's and say, Lord, if you see that there's something out ahead that would put me at risk of losing my soul, I invite you to take me. At any time, if I live that way, commit it all into the Lord's hands. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Our understanding is always going to be they should be healed. Long life is what we're looking for when I cannot perceive what eternity is out ahead. So what I want to do is just with that, like to encourage each one as we're going from here, have faith in God. And that faith in God is tomorrow, if something happens to us, that like Joseph did, he did not blame it on a person. He said, it wasn't you that put me here. It was God. So by doing that, he's a winner all the way through it. Nothing ever caused him to be bitter, because he would have had to been bitter against God, and he wouldn't do that. So when he was wronged at Potiphar's house, you never saw him spend a chapter saying, I'm trying to get over what she did to me. He moved on to the next step. I'm in prison now. But what can I do to make life as comfortable as possible here for others? Looking always to see what he could do to help somebody else. For us each one, we don't know what the future holds, but we've had some good examples given to us in this past year. We look and say, well, five men went out into eternity from this little area right here. But you know what? There were some examples that has been given to us. David Gaines. Don't hardly know the name much because he wasn't around too much. But you know what? He lived his life. There were people praying for him that he'd be able to make heaven his home. He lived a wicked life. He would have testified to that himself. But one day he was injured and he needed help. And so they brought him up here. And he happened to then be around the saints. And the Lord won him over. And when he won him, he won him all the way. It was his place back there. He left his horses. He left his farm. And he would not go back. He said, I can't do it because I've got neighbors. I've got friends there that the risk is that they'll pull me back.
That's right.
And he stayed right here. Lived in a little room back behind the print shop. And about a day before he died, he sent a text to somebody. I'm reading this song. I don't want nothing here to hinder me, because his face I long to see. He had no idea 24 hours later it would happen. To us, I thought about Brother Delmer. Such a quiet person through his life. And his testimony was, I am sorry that I have not been able to be an influence on more people. I've just not been able to reach people. And then they had his funeral. And you couldn't see them all because of the influence that he had had on people. Just by the quiet life that he had lived and the contacts that he had made. And all the people that came out to be able to show respect for the life that had been lived. A faithful man. That song that says, may all who come behind us find us faithful. Want to be able to leave behind an example, as Brother Barry did. You can trust the Lord because he knows what's best. If your desire is to make heaven your home, in the end, it's safe to put it all in the Lord's hands. Does anybody else have anything else they'd like to add?
James, and he'd gone and picked up Peter, mm-hmm. and Peter was next, and Peter knew he was next, but he was chained between two guards and sound asleep.
Yep.
And God was talking to me about we can have that confidence ourselves. Now, sometimes I have trouble sleeping just by myself, but chained between two guys. And then the light came, and the angel had to goose him in the side to get him up.
Wake him up.
From there. You know, and coming out of that deal, I'm driving home from El Paso thinking about it all. And it seemed like God told me that sometimes the world needs to hear your stories, that you're so relaxed.
In this situation.
You're so confident that there's things all the way around you that's bothering you, but you're relaxed enough in Him to do that. Not just knowing spiritually, but in your confidence.
Yes.
That in whatever trouble, in the middle of the battle, that was amazing for him. The next morning he was to die, and he's sound asleep. That is this level of commitment. It's in the Lord's hands. I'm His. If he wants some more time out of me. You remember when Paul said, I'm in a strait betwixt two. Now, to go sounds pretty good to me. But he says, to stay is needful for you. And he said, I already know what it's going to be. I'll be staying. But to be able to live in that place, that heaven starts looking pretty good. And when the Lord calls for us, I want to be ready to be able to go. I'll tell you, if Brother Barry could come back to us today, there'd be so much that he could say to us. We think the little view from his back porch was great. Wonder what he's seeing today. Maybe we could close with this. Does anyone else have anything before we close? Because I wonder what kind of view he has from his porch today. Maybe we could close with this song, number 373. There's a city of gold in that land far away, with its streets and its buildings so rare, with its glories untold and its bright golden rays.